what is central nervous system fatigue? Central nervous system fatigue is more of a defense mechanism, and it's your mind's way of saying you're exhausted. And up until this point, you have refused to do anything about being exhausted. And the brain says, I'm going to purposely shut down your body, so you'll be forced to rest, which is exactly what happens. When the symptoms of CNS fatigue begin, you will lose the ability or the efficiency of being able to fire or engage certain muscles. So while your training logs or your exercise history state that you should be perfectly capable of completing these exercises, central nervous system fatigue prevents you from doing so. There's been a lot of research and buzz about central nervous system fatigue. It can be heavily debated, but most scientists and professionals believe it's caused by a few factors, and those are overtraining, poor nutrition, or lack of sleep. So when intense or prolonged exercise occurs too frequently without adequate rest in between, your mind eventually forces your body to shut down.
Welcome to the PT Rebels podcast. This is the place to learn how you can become a PT Rebel and take charge of your own health and wellness. We will help you find answers to your questions about pain, injury, and the path towards healing in the most efficient and effective way possible. I'm your host, Dr. Gina Fick.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about central fatigue and what that means in terms of recovery and performance in your sports or activities that you love. So what is central fatigue? When it comes to exercise, you often hear the saying mind over matter. A lot of us are used to pushing through, and we often think that through mental toughness or grit, our minds can overpower our bodies, leading us through really challenging workouts, activities, and day-to-day life. But what happens when our minds overpower our bodies in order to stop a workout rather than power through it? So today we're going to talk about that and the implications that this may have on your sports performance or your ability to perform your day-to-day activities or tasks. The simplified explanation of CNS or central nervous system fatigue is that it's a complication caused by exacerbated or extreme day-to-day grinding or overtraining. To understand CNS fatigue, imagine the scenario where you go to the weight room and you're determined to just get through the plateau that you felt for weeks in your workout. Just a couple of sets or reps in on the squat rack, for instance, or leg press, you are unable to complete another rep. And although your mind is telling you, your body, to do it, your body says no. So this pattern continues as you go throughout your entire workout and your head spinning, going, why can't I do this? Weights that were once a warm up are now a struggle. And even though logic tells you that you should be stronger, after all, you're going and grinding at the gym all the time and you should continuously progress, or you think you should continually see progress, that may be wrong. So the burnout that you feel in these workouts could be an indicator of a much larger problem called central nervous system fatigue. So going too long without rest can easily lead to overtraining. And if that's not addressed, that can give way to CNS fatigue. Central nervous system fatigue is caused when your brain stops telling your muscles that it's time to do the work. And this can cause serious issues with your workout, but also in your day-to-day life. In order to gain a good understanding of what central nervous system fatigue is, you first need to understand the central nervous system. As physical therapists, we have extensive training in that, and we're going to try to simplify that for you today so that you have a better understanding of what that is. The central nervous system is made up of your brain and your spinal cord. And together, the brain and the spinal cord helps interpret your surroundings. So thoughts and feelings, your senses, and your ability to perform regular functions such as walking, swimming, biking, crushing a workout, etc. There's a part of your brain called the motor cortex. This motor cortex allows the brain to control physical movements. And it's located in the frontal lobe, and the motor cortex is what allows your skeletal muscles to perform more precise movements. So the motor cortex is what tells your body which movements to perform, when you swing a kettlebell or a dumbbell or lift a barbell over your head. What is central nervous system fatigue? Central nervous system fatigue is more of a defense mechanism, and it's your mind's way of saying you're exhausted. And up until this point, you have refused to do anything about being exhausted. And the brain says, I'm going to purposely shut down your body, so you'll be forced to rest, which is exactly what happens. When the symptoms of CNS fatigue begin, you will lose the ability or the efficiency of being able to fire or engage certain muscles. So while your training logs or your exercise history state that you should be perfectly capable of completing these exercises, central nervous system fatigue prevents you from doing so. There's been a lot of research and buzz about central nervous system fatigue. It can be heavily debated, but most scientists and professionals believe it's caused by a few factors, and those are overtraining, poor nutrition, or lack of sleep. So when intense or prolonged exercise occurs too frequently without adequate rest in between, your mind eventually forces your body to shut down. So we've talked on the podcast before about overtraining and what that is. And a lot of people say, isn't central nervous system fatigue the same as overtraining? No, they're not the same. Think of overtraining as the step that comes right before the onset of central nervous system fatigue. When you overtrain, you can typically take 1 to 3 days off and then bounce right back into your workouts. Or you can get a massage, try cryotherapy, go to physical therapy, do recovery boots, or swap a high intensity workout for an active recovery workout. And then you feel like yourself again. CNS fatigue runs a lot deeper than a bout of overtraining. CNS fatigue is a chronic muscle fatigue that's caused when your brain tries to prevent certain movements, as we mentioned earlier. Central nervous system fatigue can also stall muscle growth, which can explain your sudden plateau at the gym. So you may be wondering, what is the difference between peripheral fatigue and what is CNS fatigue, and how are those related? When we think of fatigue caused by high-intensity exercise, so a bout of sprinting, we typically think of peripheral fatigue. Peripheral fatigue, or regular muscle fatigue, is caused by a buildup of lactic acid in the muscles, and that can cause pain and soreness after an intense training session. When you think of overtraining, you are thinking of physical exhaustion related to peripheral fatigue. And so in physical therapy, this can easily be resolved with proven recovery methods such as foam rolling, dry needling, stretching, massage, the compression boots that we have, for example, here in the clinic. But CNS fatigue, on the other hand, is much more serious and much more long-term. Think of it this way. While you might get sore from one workout, which would be more peripheral fatigue, one workout won't lead to CNS fatigue. Instead, it's caused by a chronic, long-term buildup of doing more than your body can handle until your body just physically shuts down. I was inspired to do this podcast because it's the end of a very long track season for many track and field athletes. And I'm starting to feel like I am seeing this in some of our athletes. So I wanted to address it. To be honest with you, whether you're an athlete or not, you can still experience this. And I think a lot of people can get in the situation where you just think, if I can just keep going, I'll be fine. I'll take a nap. I'll try to go get an IV. I'll do some cryo. And the body just continues to shut down and you're not sure what to do. And you don't know why, for example, your sports performances on the track or on the lacrosse field or soccer field are dipping or plateauing when your brain's telling your body to do one thing and your body just does not seem to be cooperating. I'm hearing this in the clinic right now. And so I wanted to address it. I have to think it took a lot more than one workout to get to the CNS fatigue point. And it will take a lot longer than one rest day to get you out of it. To truly get rid of central nervous system fatigue, you have to make serious long-term changes to your wellness and your recovery routine. And that is something that as physical therapists, we can help and guide you in. And when our patients come into the clinic with these symptoms, this is something that we talk about with you and give you tools and strategies in order to help overcome this. If you're an avid gym goer, you may be familiar with the condition where after a very hard workout, especially involving compound lifting exercises such as deadlifts, you might feel dizzy. We even had some patients say that they felt like they would black out. This is a short-term, very acute symptom that can be caused by very high levels of stress for your central nervous system. This falls into the category of peripheral fatigue, and you normally recover from this very quickly within minutes. And this condition is not CNS fatigue because that's more chronic and much more long-term. What are some of the things that cause CNS fatigue? The research is ongoing. I'll say that. There's a lot of research being done in regards to this, in regards to how that relates to sports performance. However, research shows that motor neurons may offer some sort of explanation. So you're probably asking, what are motor neurons and what are the role of motor neurons? Motor neurons in your spinal cord connect to your muscles, your glands, and your organs throughout your body. These neurons transmit messages from your spinal cord to your muscles in order to perform a movement, such as riding the bike or running on a treadmill, running on the track, going down the basketball court. When you work out too hard, too often, these motor neurons become tired or fatigued. And as your neurons become fatigued, they can't fire rapid messages from your brain to your muscles. So therefore, you can't perform the same explosive, intense movements as you once did. I was at a track meet yesterday, which I'm on a lot of track meets. I'm going to another one today. But I was at a track meet yesterday, and one of the athletes said, I don't understand. I felt like I was really pushing hard and trying my very best, but I ran so poorly. If I ran so slow, I don't understand how everything I feel like I'm doing right, but I'm running a slow time. Like, what is going on? And there's been no dips in training, no illness, no injury, that sort of thing. So these are things that we need to look at in order for you to have a better understanding of why you may be plateauing in your sport. Let's talk about the role of neurotransmitters. It's thought that two neurotransmitters, dopamine and serotonin, play a role in the development of CNS fatigue. You may have heard of dopamine and may have heard of serotonin. Let's talk a moment about how these neurotransmitters are related. Typically, heightened levels of dopamine are associated with boosted mood and energy levels. However, higher levels of serotonin often leave you feeling blah, lethargy, drowsiness, depression. And if you're an athlete and you suffer from CNS fatigue, you may have lower levels of dopamine and higher levels of serotonin, which slows down muscle contractions. It slows down the ability of those neurons to fire efficiently and ultimately your muscle activation. We're not exactly sure how this happens, but we know that dopamine levels are typically lower after prolonged exercise. If you follow a really rigorous training program that does not incorporate adequate rest days, your dopamine levels can become chronically low, and that could lead to CNS fatigue. I talk to athletes who are doing double training sessions, who are training 7 days a week, especially for high school athletes. This is going to lend to a lot of problems. I don't think I've seen the level of intensity and pressure in high school athletes that I've seen this year. I've talked to a lot of athletes, obviously, here in our practice. I talked to a lot of parents. I had three parents come up to me yesterday at a track meet, and they had so much anxiety about how much pressure that their kids were facing and going through. They were talking about how concerned they were about the amount of stress and pressure that these athletes are facing in high school. I've talked to boys this year who are skipping lunch so that they can feel lighter during practice. They're skipping breakfast. They have developed some very unhealthy patterns that if these aren't addressed, they can lend to injury. They can lend to CNS fatigue. can lend to a lot of problems. And it's astounding to me the level of angst and stress, anxiety that a lot of these athletes are going through. So if you're a parent listening or a coach, please keep that in mind. I think that's something that we really need to address in order to not only prevent CNS fatigue, but a lot of other issues, mental health, a lot of other issues that are going on right now that are preventable. So let's get back to CNS fatigue. How do you overcome CNS fatigue? The best way to combat CNS fatigue is to take a day off, and then maybe another, and then maybe another. You need to rest if you want your brain and body to start working together again and not against itself. But as we talked about earlier, it might take more than one day to fight off these symptoms of CNS fatigue. Honestly, it might take months. You may need to examine how you sleep, how you eat, how you train. You have to be very honest with yourself. I think it's very important for athletes to journal. Keep a journal of how you're sleeping. Look at your Apple Watch. Look at your Whoop. Look at your Aura Ring, whatever it may be. It's really important to address how your body is recovering day to day. One way to combat CNS fatigue is to perform different types of exercises. Some professionals believe CNS fatigue can worsen when we perform the same types of workouts each day. This is especially prevalent amongst CrossFitters, powerlifters, bodybuilders who perform repetitive exercises for the sake of competition. To prevent this from happening, you need to consider a fitness program that encompasses or involves a wide range of exercises. So that may mean cross training, that may mean getting in the pool, that may mean an active sports recovery routine, as we do on Wednesdays here at FIC PT and Performance. The second thing you can do to combat CNS fatigue is to rethink your sleep patterns. Getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night just may not be enough. So you need to look at the quality of sleep that you're getting. I really like the Apple Watch, the Aura Ring, the Whoop Watch to determine not only how much sleep you're getting, but that quality of sleep that you're getting. Are you waking up in the middle of the night? Are you using electronics before bed? How soon are you shutting those electronics off? Is it super noisy in your bedroom? Are there obnoxious lights? What's happening that's preventing you from getting that better quality of sleep? And you want to look at what we call the sleep hygiene and things that can potentially lessen your CNS fatigue and boost your exercise performance. There are a lot of fancy exercise tools and recovery tools out there, but if you aren't getting good quality sleep, you might as well throw all the other things out the door because it starts with really healthy sleep patterns and sleep hygiene. The third thing that you can do to combat CNS fatigue is to ensure you consume proper nutrition. A poor diet has a lot of negative implications as an athlete. It can slow muscle repair, it can cause you to feel lethargic, can cause you to feel depressed, and it can put you at risk for metabolic disorders. If you think you may have symptoms of CNS fatigue, you need to make sure that you're consuming enough amino acids. And amino acids are the building blocks of protein, which help to repair muscle damage post-exercise. I recommend the amino acids called the amino complex that Thorne sells. It's a really nice supplement that can help repair muscle tissue post-exercise. To make sure that you have healthy repair of your muscle fibers, you also may need to consider supplementation through protein. Consuming a high-quality protein source like grass-fed whey protein after your workouts will help induce muscle protein synthesis. Muscle protein synthesis is where the muscles repair and grow and build more healthy muscle tissue that is broken down during exercise. Some research suggests that CNS fatigue could be due to a lack of carbohydrates. There are a lot of active adults and individuals who have a very high protein diet. If you're following a low-carb or high-protein diet like the keto diet, for example, you may want to increase your carb intake to see if it benefits your neuromuscular functions and helps prevent CNS fatigue. The fourth thing that you can do to help prevent CNS fatigue is to implement regular rest days. And some people might say that's just common sense. You'd be surprised at how many athletes are told to rest. Their coach has a dedicated rest day for them, but then they go do a workout at a different facility or with a different trainer to try to get that edge. If you work out at a high intensity level, whether it's sprinting, powerlifting, jumping, etc., then you need to implement an adequate rest routine or rest day. Adequate recovery is one of the most vital yet overlooked areas. And all too often, when athletes hit a plateau, they think they just need to push or work out harder. Working out twice a day, lifting with heavier weights, going on longer runs may not be the best idea for you if you're trying to combat or prevent CNS fatigue, because sometimes the only way to break through any type of plateau in your training or your performance and to combat this fatigue is to take days off. And when you take rest days, you need to make the most of those rest days. Sleep well, plan for naps. Another thing you can do is to go through an active sports recovery routine like we have here on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. here at FIC PT and Performance, as we go through foam rolling, gentle stretching mobility routines. It's okay to also go lay on the couch, kick back and relax. I think a lot of people just get in this grind of pushing as athletes. And it's so important to remember that sometimes the only way to break through this plateau is to literally go lay on the couch and just take some rest and take a day off. The fifth thing that you can do to prevent CNS fatigue is to address stress in your daily life. When you work out, your body releases something called cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. In small doses, cortisol can be a good thing. It helps us lift heavier weights, run faster on the track or down the basketball court, and it helps us to rise to meet a lot of physical challenges. But if you work out too long or too hard, your chronically high cortisol levels tell your body that it's under attack. Therefore, your body will do everything it can in its power to protect itself. It will slow down your metabolism and potentially lend to CNS fatigue. Taking a rest day can address cortisol release during exercise, but it won't address the stress caused by your daily life. I don't think I've ever seen a time when people are more stressed out. I have to be honest, we see it on a day-to-day basis. I know you see it, you feel it. An unfulfilling job, toxic relationships, long drives through traffic at work, a lot of other lifestyle factors such as having kids in stressful situations in school, or trying to get them to their practice across town. Everyone's trying to just keep the foot on the gas and go as hard as they can. But eventually, your body will realize that it's under attack. And if you want to truly combat something such as CNS fatigue and really feel better, you have to reduce the stress caused by work and life and not just exercise. The sixth thing you can do to help prevent CNS fatigue is to strengthen your brain. How in the world do you strengthen your brain? In order to bounce back from CNS fatigue, you may need to pause, as we talked about, pause your physical workouts and try a mental workout instead. I think working with a sports performance coach or a mental health professional can often be the ticket or the thing that gets you over that period or plateau in your sports performance, or something like trying a yoga class, praying or meditating, taking regular walks as a part of your daily routine. Research shows that praying or meditation can benefit your motor memory and your motor task performance, those neuron synapses, which can help combat CNS fatigue. Praying, meditation, yoga, and these similar activities have consistently shown to reduce stress levels, boost dopamine levels, and that improves the health of your central nervous system. Number seven, Another thing you can do to combat CNS fatigue is always listen to your body. No one knows how your body feels better than you. And as we talked about earlier, CNS fatigue is not the same as overtraining. CNS fatigue sets in when overtraining is not addressed, and that muscle fatigue extends far too long and negatively impacts your nervous system. But it never needs to get to this point. You really need to take a serious look at your training habits and notice when you're pushing yourself too far. Are you skipping rest days? Are you working out when you know you're still really sore from a previous workout? Do you work out when you're sick, when you're really hungry or exhausted after a poor night's sleep? Do you exercise as an escape from a demanding job, stressful home life, unfulfilling relationships? If the answers to those questions are yes, you really need to be looking at the symptoms of CNS fatigue, and the chances are you may already be feeling exhausted, lethargic, and beaten down, and take this as a sign your body needs a break and you need to be excused from your workout. CNS fatigue is a serious issue amongst active adults and athletes in the fitness community. Regular muscle fatigue and soreness, as we discussed earlier, is just a normal part of the active lifestyle. But when you work out too hard for too long, you can have problems. In summary, to combat and prevent CNS fatigue, you need to make recovery a top priority, and you need to get adequate nutrients, plenty of sleep, and follow a well-balanced and diversified training program. If you have any questions about how we could potentially help you come up with a good recovery routine, we are experts in this area. We can point you to resources in our community of people who are also experts in their areas, such as nutrition, mental health, those sorts of things. But don't ignore the signs that your body is telling you that it's suffering potentially from CNS fatigue, because what's going to end up happening is you're going to become really frustrated with your athletic performance. You're going to feel pretty bad and crummy on a day-to-day basis. So I hope this was helpful for you all today. Please reach out to us, as I said, if you have any questions about how physical therapy, active sports recovery, and our recovery tools here at Vic Physical Therapy and Sports Performance can help you. Take care, everyone.